Where did it break down with the opening play?
A couple different breakdowns. You know, usually you don't give up big plays like that unless there's several contributing factors. You know, and the ball got out and we didn't tackle them and points got on the board.
Some of that sometimes just a matter of having a lot of young guys, a lot of rookies, even some undrafted rookies playing on teams.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, I don't really believe that, you know, you go into a given week and say, okay, you know, this could happen because this guy's out there, whatever. I mean, we're not into excuses. You know, whoever's on the field, we're trying to find the best 11 guys to cover that kick, get that play done. We can rotate guys in at times. You know, there are some young players that were on that group, but, you know, we're not into making excuses. We just got to get the job done.
Was the kick itself high enough for your liking, or you want that a little bit?
My evaluation of Robbie's kick probably stayed between us. I mean, there's certain kicks that we ask him to perform in certain situations, and you know, he's doing a consistent job trying to meet those expectations.
Jeff, another week, another explosive rookie returner. Is this a coincidence that it's all these rookies back to back to back, or is that kind of a trend maybe that's developing a little bit in the NFL?
Well, the rookie draft class, they had a lot of production themselves. You know, the last guy that we saw wasn't necessarily a known, you know, dual returner, punt, kickoff, whatever. This guy is. You know, he had a lot of production at K-State. I was there when we were looking at high school tape on him. You know, his uncle, you know, played for us in San Fran at one time. Remember all those guys. He's the best of the bunch, both within this rookie class. He's the best in his family, in my opinion. I mean, he's got great vision, good speed. He's changed his return style since college. You know, a lot of times in college he was catching the ball and out running people. That was kind of the unknown when he got in the league, you know, because most people cannot do that, and there's too much speed on the field. And he's proved that he can not only hit the sideline, but we've upped the field. He's been in the end zone 3 times, including the preseason. So, productive guy, big challenge. Looking forward to get back on the horse and testing ourselves out.
When you have a guy bring one back, do you always go to the squib on the next play? Is it more feel for your guys? And how does that decision work?
Decision works whatever we feel like is best for that next play. Could be at the end of the half. Could be at the end of the game. Could be, you know, a sun factor. Could be wind factor. There's a lot of different things that go into that stuff. And without giving away too much of our game plan going forward, as much as you'd like to know that, I'll probably not tell you that.
Pat O'Donnell was a little up and down last season. Is he off to a good start, though, this year?
I think so. You know, I think, I don't know what his exact stats. We're not into stats, but somebody told me he was in the top 10 as far as, you know, net goes. Pat had a good, productive preseason. He's like a lot of young punters, working through some things. I thought Pat was really similar to Andy Lee. I was there when we drafted Andy in San Francisco, and been around some young guys, and he certainly got the skill set and the traits to be a quality punter in this league for a long time. You just got to keep developing that consistency that most guys look for.
Jeff Quiz obviously got that takeaway late in the half. What did you think of that play, and what have you thought of him as one of those experienced guys on teams?
Yeah, Quiz is a consummate pro, right kind of guy, right kind of attitude. You know, he's been a productive player when he's gotten his opportunities. That particular play was, like you said, at the end of the half. You know, we're not exactly backed up in that situation. You know, Pat hit kind of a knuckleball, and it's a young returner, and the ball ended up getting up in the sun a little bit. I think it played with him, his eyes a little bit. And, you know, like I said, usually if you're doing the right thing and you're doing it full speed, good things will happen. And Quiz, right spot, right time. Guy who makes a lot of plays when he gets those opportunities.
Jeff, when you look back on your career, you ever encounter guys that you just won't kick to? And if so, who have those been over the years?
Rather not kick to 23 in his heyday, you know, in Chicago. I mean, I think everybody, you know, realized that there were points of his career where that was a really bad idea. There's a lot of decisions that go into those things. When you get into, you know, being kind of an alternative kickoff coverage group, which if you're looking at Chicago opponents late, you know, 2010, 2008, and people are hitting pop kicks and squibs, and that's disruptive, and you're going to minimize returns against you. Talking about the yardage, but given the putting the defense on the field at 35, 40 yard line every time consistently, you know, that's hard to tell Vic, hey, you know, we didn't give up a big return, but, you know, you're starting the ball at the 40 yard line. So, yeah, there's been times where more situational game type stuff. That game in 2011, you know, Devin was having a good year. We kicked a game-winning or game-tying field goal with 3 seconds left. We kicked it deep, and he went up sky to get it, and here we go. We ended up tackling him, fortunately, but certainly there's some moments where you want to minimize the returner's opportunities in games. But the bottom line is, you know, it's whatever happens, we got to kick and cover. The ball gets out of bounds, the ball gets through the end zone, you know, okay. But if it doesn't, you know, that's the other guys on the field job, as well as us as coaches, prepare our guys for that play.
Jeff, what have you seen from Mark so far in 2 weeks?
Mariani?
Yeah.
Same things we saw in the preseason. Really good decision maker. Tough guy, willing to catch in traffic. You know, it's coaching all 11 guys on the field. Mark, you know, certainly did a great job with that 20-yard return, set us up, you know, across the 50. And, you know, there were a couple guys who, if they would have just finished the play a little bit longer, you know, maybe we would have scored on that play. And it's just developing that consistency and showing the guys on tape, okay, here are the things we're coaching. Here's guys doing it right. Here's guys not doing it quite as correct. And if we can all get on the same page, you know, we'll light up the scoreboard ourselves.